Getting around a dam is especially hard for juvenile salmon on their way to the Pacific Ocean. All that rushing water and noise makes them confused. While they swim back and forth trying to get past the barrier, they become easy targets for predators like birds and larger fish. Biologists are trying to solve that problem here at the fish tagging lab at John Day Dam. A dozen people scurry around with shallow containers holding young salmon. James Hughes with the Pacific Northwest National Lab explains that the fish don't flop out because they've been drugged.
Once the fish loses equilibrium, and is basically at the stage that this one is in, we take them from here to this point over to our data station and take all the metrics on them.
After some measurements, the tiny fish is quickly shuttled in the container to the operating table. Matt Wilberding is one of the scientists doing the intricate surgeries. He says it's important not to drink too much coffee so your hands remain steady.
Just try to take my time and do a careful surgery and put them back in the holding tank where they'll stay for 24 hours to hopefully return to normal state.
A tiny incision, two stitches, and the whole surgery takes about a minute. Now there are two transmitters inside the belly of this little 10-centimeter-long salmon. One of them is a long-lasting radio tag. It emits a signal whenever the fish swims near a special antenna along the river. The other puts out a coded ping, like an airplane's black box. This sonic tag has a much longer range and provides more detail about the fish's location. But as senior scientist Jeff McMichael notes, this tiny ping has to be detected over the roar of the dams. Standing on top of John Day, he points to turbines, thousands of popping bubbles, cascading water from the spillway, electrical generators.
That's a lot of noise.
However, the scientists found a frequency that can blast through that underwater din.
We chose a place in that noise environment that there wasn't very much noise.
Now a tagged fish can be heard by an underwater receiver as far as 3 football fields away. Researchers have placed hundreds of those receivers up and down the Columbia. Computers translate the tracking data they receive into an animation. That cartoon shows the movements of hundreds of tagged fish. Scientists already know that some go directly through the turbines, others go over the spillway, still others make their way down the water slide built to help young fish around the dam. But the new sonic tags draw a more detailed image of what's happening with the tiny fish, showing exactly where they get mixed up or delayed on their downriver journey. McMichael says most salmon make it around John Day just fine, but he wants to know why some don't. And eventually, the data he's collecting could be used to modify the dam and change the facility's operations.
You know, all the easy questions have been answered, and it's the hard ones that remain. So they're challenging, and when you're able to, you know, produce and get information that's necessary to make decisions, it's rewarding.
On a boat 3 kilometers upriver from the John Day Dam, the baby salmon are let go, 5 at a time. A scientist lowers a big bucket into the Columbia, and the fish silently slip out and glide into the greenish depths. They still have the John Day Dam to contend with, and 350 more kilometers of river to the Pacific Ocean. Along the way, thanks to their pinging bellies, scientists will be watching their every move. For VOA News, I'm Anna King in Arlington, Oregon.